This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Of the primary pillars of the tazkiyah of the heart is the pillar of hoping the best when one thinks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Arabic, this is called raja. And the concept of hoping the best, it is linked with the concept of loving Allah and fearing Allah. These three go together, and tomorrow we'll talk about the relationship. Loving Allah, hoping the best in Allah, and fearing Allah, they all go together. Today we're talking about the second of these pillars, and that is raja, hoping the best in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah describes the believers in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. The believers have raja, they're optimistic in Allah's rahmah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the righteous as saying that أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا. The believers are those who they're striving to be the closest to Allah. And as they're striving, they're eager to obtain Allah's reward. And they're also scared of Allah's punishment. So you have here love, fear, and hope. They're striving to come close, that is love. They're eager to be rewarded, that is today's topic, and that is hope. And they're scared of Allah's punishment, that's going to be tomorrow's topic inshallah ta'ala. Now what is raja? Raja is to think the best thoughts of Allah and to have the best expectations from Allah. And it is manifested in three primary areas. Number one, when you do a good deed, you are expecting Allah to reward you and you're looking forward to that reward. So we're fasting. And we're fasting imanan wahtisaban. That's raja. We're praying qiyam. Man qama ramadana imanan wahtisaban. That is raja. So, number one of raja, when you do a good deed, you are looking forward to be rewarded for that good deed. Number two of raja, when you ask Allah's forgiveness, you are optimistic that Allah shall forgive you. So you have good thoughts that I'm asking istighfar, I'm begging Allah to forgive me, and inshallah Allah will forgive me. That is the second category of raja. And the third category of raja is that when you make dua to Allah, you are optimistic that Allah will answer your dua. You will have good thoughts about your dua. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqiruna bil ijaba." Make dua to Allah while you are certain that Allah will ijaba, will yastajib, will respond to your dua. So your dua should be dua of optimism. Allah is listening, Allah is hearing, Allah will give me what I want. That comes from raja. So I want you to memorize three aspects of raja. Number one, raja of good deeds. Number two, raja of forgiveness. And number three, raja of your du'as. Allah says in the Quran, وَكَانُوا يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. He's describing Zakariya and his wife. They would make dua to us, hoping for the best, رَغَبًا, and also scared of a rejection. That's going to be tomorrow. Because again, usually when Allah mentions hope, He also mentions fear. Hope and fear go hand in hand. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we said. Now, raja. One important aspect of raja. Where does raja come from? Raja comes from a positive understanding of who your Lord is. If you know who Allah is, and you know Allah is Rahman and Rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kataba ala nafsihi rahma. He has prescribed rahma for himself, and Allah never shows any dhulm, and Allah is happy at the repentance of the one who sins. If you know who Allah is, you can never give up hope of Allah's mercy. And that's why we are told in the Quran, when Ya'qub sends his sons to find Yusuf, what does he say? Innahu la yay'asu min rawhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. Nobody can give up hope of Allah's blessings, Allah's help. You can't be pessimistic of Allah except if you're a kafir. This is what Ya'qub says when 20 years he hasn't seen Yusuf and he still sends his sons, go find, you will find Yusuf, I'm still optimistic. I'm never gonna give up hope in Allah. Only the kafir gives up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Notice how he phrased it. If you know who Allah
is, He is listening, He is Sami', He is Mujib, He will give you what you want. And Allah says in the Quran that وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. Who can give up despair? Who can feel despair of the rahmah of Allah except a person who is completely zalim, somebody who is completely lost? So we have optimism of Allah accepting our good deeds, optimism of Allah forgiving us, and optimism of Allah responding to our du'as. A very important point. This optimism only comes after you have put in the effort. You cannot have this optimism when you're doing nothing. If you look at when Allah mentions raja, when does Allah tell you to be optimistic? It is always said after you have put in the effort. So for example, Allah says, listen to this, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Those that have iman and have done hijrah and have done jihad, these are the ones that truly have optimistic thoughts of Allah. Look, آمَنُوا هَاجَرُوا جَاهَدُوا. Another verse in the Quran, إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. They're praying, they're fasting, they're reading the Quran, and they're establishing the salah, and they're giving charity. These are the people, they have raja in Allah's hope. Once again, not the lazy. Another verse, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا. Look at the one who is standing in salah at night, in sajda, and standing up at night. That is the person Allah says, يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ. So the guy who prays tahajjud, he is the one that has raja in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for having raja without doing any good deeds, there's another term for that in the Quran, and that is amani. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Amani, to desire foolishly. If you do nothing, you don't have the right to feel raja. But if you do good deeds, then you have the right to feel raja, Allah will accept them. If you ask Allah's forgiveness, you have the right to feel Allah shall forgive you. If you make dua properly, you have the right to feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua. So raja and amal are always linked in the Quran. You do your deeds and then have optimistic thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final points. What are some of the benefits of raja? What are some of the perks that come when you have raja? Of the biggest benefits when you have these optimistic thoughts, it motivates you to worship. It's not a coincidence that Allah mentions iman and hijrah and jihad and iqamat as-salah and tahajjud, and He links it to raja. What's going to motivate you to wake up at night except wanting Allah's rewards? So when you perfect raja, raja is going to motivate you to do extra. And when you do extra, you have more raja. Each one feeds into the other. So raja is the most primary motivational factor. Expecting Allah's rewards. That's why the Prophet ﷺ linked it to qiyam, linked it to siyam, linked it to qiyamul layl, to tahajjud. He linked it to all of these deeds. Fasting, Ramadan, iman and wahtisaban. So this is of the biggest benefits. It motivates you to worship. And one other benefit, inshallah, and of course much can be said, time is always limited. One other benefit, and it is one of the most powerful benefits. And subhanAllah, if this were the only benefit of raja, it would be enough of a benefit. Optimism of the heart, having a good attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the reality of the situation, it allows you to cope with every tragedy in your life, every disaster, every calamity. When you have raja, the darkness of the world, there is a light at the end of the tunnel for you. No matter how dark the dunya is, raja will make it light for you, and you will have positive thoughts. Allah tells us in the Quran, when the battle of Uhud took place, and the Sahaba themselves felt a little bit down, they lost 70, some of the greatest were lost, they lost so many of their people, and they thought it was a disaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, listen to this verse, and with this we conclude, إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. If you are in pain, if you have dead and casualties, if you have suffered, well, they too have suffered. It's not as if they haven't suffered. Badr was a defeat for them. They themselves have lost people as well. So it's not as if nobody is suffering. They also have suffered. But you have expectations from Allah that they cannot have. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. At times of stress, at times of disaster, when the world seems dark, when the vastness of the earth is constricted on you, turn to Raja in your heart, and the vastness of the earth will come back to you, and the darkness shall go up, and you will feel a sense of optimism and brightness. There is a wisdom why this is happening, and the pain I'm feeling now, Allah will reward me for that pain, and the what I will get on the Day of Judgment will make all of this difficulty easy for me. So Raja is one of the primary mechanisms of worshipping Allah, and tomorrow we'll continue with the concept of khawf and how it all links together, inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.